T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
If we offered every single person listening to our show right now a free couch, do you think they'd take it?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
Just no questions asked.
Yep.
Give me free couches. Right. Get your Slacker and Steve couches. Boom, boom, boom,
Who's
boom,
got
boom.
A pickup I could use?
What if the couches were from a strip club?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
They're perfectly good couches. So fun.
This is a real thing. There's a real dilemma going on in Toledo, Ohio, but I think this could be happening in your town.
Okay, everyone just, swing by and pick up the strip club's garbage, I guess, is what they want.
But if the couches are usually kind of nice.
They are, really. They started out great.
The Ohio Strip Club, does it say the name of this? Because it's got to be great. An Ohio Strip Club is cleaning out its old couch dance furniture and offering it up to the general public as free.
Yes.
You might even be able to get the couch you got your first dance on.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. Mm. It's up on the Facebook Marketplace in Toledo, and people are up in arms over, like, why would we? Who do you want to? How do you?
Yeah, they want us to come get their garbage.
Wow, Steve, you're ruining it for me because I would actually take it.
I feel like
you could steam it.
You can't just Febreze. Yes, you would have to.
You're not going to Febreze it.
Yes.
Here's my other question to you. Do you think every human listening, all those people who are going to take a free couch, do you think every one of them has a strip club story?
Men and women.
Men and women.
Yeah.
Almost everyone has a story.
Dealing somehow.
With a strip club.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say? And I could get totally shot down by this. I think probably almost as many, if not more women.
I agree.
Have strip club stories. Most of my stories from strip clubs involve, and I'm not talking about the workers, it's when you brought a woman with you to the strip club.
They get the most special attention of anyone.
I went to a strip club with my boss at the time. He had a meeting in a strip club. He had like a our staff appreciation
Christmas party?
Dinner.
Okay.
Yes. It was a staff appreciation dinner.
Women, men.
At a strip club.
Huh.
One down off of Glen Arm downtown.
Oh, I know where you're at.
And we were all in there, and he brought his wife. And so she was enjoying, and yes, she was getting special attention, but she insisted she'd called ahead. They have kind of a restaurant in there, if you want to call it that.
Oh, okay.
And she'd insisted that we would not be dining on their dessert. And she insisted on taking a tour of their kitchen and getting freezer space and refrigerator space for her homemade tiramisu.
I remember this story.
So at the end of this decadent prime rib ridiculous meal, we're all like, hey, can we see the dessert menu? And he's like, we have something very special for you. And they brought out lady fingers soaked in whatever that is. I don't know if that's going to be the best strip club story we've ever heard, but I just remember her walking around then afterward to dancers with her leftover tiramisu going,
what?
I don't have any $1 bills, but if you'd like some lady fingers. And everybody's like,
sure.
No, we do this for the cash, really. A lot more than homemade desserts.
Does she think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's
a great stripper story.
That's our strip club story. So here's what we'd like to do. Do you have a story? Has something occurred to you inside a strip club? We want your strip club stories. Come on, let's have it.
Okay, I'll try and hurry. This is me and a buddy from South Dakota. Went to a Vegas strip club.
Okay.
And when we were in there, I said, buddy, no, we're not from South Dakota. You're from Minneapolis. I'm from Denver, because then they're going to rip us off or something like that. Yeah. So we're there. We're getting our little couch dances and stuff. And my buddy comes up to me and goes, my dancer just asked if I wanted a private dance and to leave. And I said,
to leave the establishment?
Leave the establishment.
They're supposed to get you to stay there and drink.
that I thought the law is they have to stay during their shift.
They
but when he said that, my dancer came up and said, hey, you want to get out of here? Let's get out of here together.
Oh, no, you're getting robbed.
Well, so we went to another hotel. We went back to our crappy hotel room. His dancer pulled out all this blacklight stuff, a mat and some paint, blacklight stuff. And mine,
she had a private show in mind.
On his side of the hotel room, and on my side was my dancer wanting to get busy. Well, my dancer excused herself to go to the bathroom. His dancer came over and said, guys, I just want to give you a heads up. You know, you hear those stories about losing kidneys in bathtubs? Your dancer is that girl. You were right.
So now nobody's having fun.
Nobody.
You're just
So we're all freaking out. She comes out of the bathroom. The other chick does her dance is over. My girl, we're like, oh, goodbye. Thanks. See ya. They brought out some drugs. They wanted us to get all drugged up.
Oh, so they could do whatever.
Yeah.
You got out of it.
We did.
But if she hadn't warned you, why'd she warn you? She
was the honest good one. She just wanted to give you a heads up.
One of you
She's
lucked
a kidney
out.
Girl. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
The kidney girl.
Yes.
You wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Yep.
Strip club stories.
I know.
The other one that was in the news, a Florida dude got in a fight at a strip club. He asked his wife to come to a strip club. He's been begging her to go. She finally goes to the club with him. And then she lost her mind. She jumped up on stage.
Oh, no. So now she's out getting crazy.
So, yeah, she's on stage. He begins yelling at her. Then they go out in the parking lot, have a brouhaha out there. Some other guy comes out. They get into this, argument with it.
No.
It turns into a flat-out melee. Husband punches other guy. Wife tells police that everybody's to blame. Everybody's going to jail because he talked his wife into going to a strip club for the first time.
That's huge.
There's plenty of other stories, and we could give you more, but we'd rather hear yours. Extra points. I don't even think we have to give extra points if you're a girl, because I feel like there's as many girls. If you're willing to admit, and we'll voice disguise you if you need it, you've had something weird happen to you at a strip club. We want your strip club stories. Ken?
Yay.
Strip club story.
Yeah, so this was a while ago when I was in the military. I just first joined, got to my first duty station, and I had started chewing tobacco because it was the thing to do. So we went to a club, and I ended up standing around the stage while they were dancing. And the gal came up to me finally, and at that point I had a mouthful of chew, and she did her dance. And she was pretty well endowed in the chest.
No.
And her finale was she squeezed my face in between there, and it shot the chewing tobacco all over.
Oh, no! Gross! Gross!
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So
God!
Dang.
It's popping a big chew zit.
Essentially, I just turned around and hightailed it out of there, told my buddies we had to go. They didn't know why, but we rolled out of there.
Oh, gross.
Dang. Think about the other guys where she's shoving their face into you.
I know,
right?
Because she had to make money. She didn't stop. Oh, Ken.
Yeah, and I don't recall giving her a tip either. So
God.
Before,
so sorry to all
you're definitely not welcome there anymore. Thank you, Ken. Rose.
Guy.
Strip club story.
So I went with a girlfriend of mine to the strip club, and we were there, and I was dressed, I thought, fairly decent. I had on boots with a skirt and a sweater.
Yeah.
And a guy walked up to me and put a $20 bill in my pocket and said, "You're the prettiest one here. I'd like to see what you do later." And I said, "I'm sorry, sir. I don't work here."
You were a little flattered, though, weren't you?
A little creeped out, too.
Okay.
What'd you spend the money on?
Well, he actually told me to keep the money, and he bought me and my girlfriend drinks the rest of the night. So
that is a rose to the main stage.
You do have a bit of a stripper name, no offense. No, it's fine. Thank you for the call, Rose. By the way, that was my mother's... Never mind.
Whatever.
I think I can insult it because it's a family... Mm. All right, Megan?
Yay.
Strip club story.
Yeah, we went with a big group of people, and my boyfriend, not my boyfriend at the time, but now he is, he was getting a massage from one of the strippers, and it was so good that he fell asleep. He continued with the massage, and when he woke up, he owed her quite a hefty amount of money.
Oh, she just kept going. It's per song, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it really?
When I was last in the couch, it's per song.
I've never been on the couch.
What?
I've never gone back to the other room.
You have
hand on a Bible. Never done it.
You've never had a couch dance?
No.
A private?
No.
What do you
mean? I've been pulled on stage for that kind of thing when I had the long hair and whatever.
You're a guy, right?
I just never wanted to pay. I'd most of the time I'm at strip clubs, I don't even sit at the stage. We'd sit in the VIP room and just kick it. In the drinking part of the VIP.
You didn't even look at the girls?
No, I mean, we're looking at the girls.
Oh.
But I've never...
Ever?
No, I've not been in the champagne room and had the whole... It'd be awkward. I'm just find it...
Which part?
Out of the whole thing. I just... I don't... Well, I was like...
You owe a lot of money.
Yeah. But if you... I didn't know... I never knew they gave massages. Have you gotten a massage?
No, you're not allowed...
There's a touch and go rule here.
Okay.
I didn't think anybody could touch anybody, but...
No, we can't touch them, but they can touch us.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the club later. Dawn.
Yay.
Yay.
Strip club.
Extra points. It was in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Heck yeah, it was.
That's awesome. So, they had to be hardy women then.
Healthy. They were healthy. So anyhow, be nice. So girlfriends and I went in, and one of the guys that was supposed to be watching the strippers kept hitting on me and finally got to where he was pretty much assaulting me. And the manager came out from behind, this is South Dakota style, came out from behind the bar and beat him with a baseball bat.
Jeez.
That escalated quickly.
Wow.
South Dakota style is no questions asked, first of a bat?
Like MMA strip club.
Yeah, zero to bat. So it was interesting.
Wow.
That's wicked.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess you got to get the guys. I was going to say something. Never mind. Thank you, Don.
Wow.
Michelle.
Yay.
Yay.
Strip club stories.
Yes. So back in the day when I was a police officer, we had to do bar checks in one of the bars in my district. Happened to be a gentleman's, i.e. strip club.
Okay.
And was, kind of checking out the scene, and literally I had one of the patrons come up and give me a folded up $1 bill.
Because you're in a cop outfit.
Right.
I can't wait to see this act.
You got cuffs.
Indeed. So I said, can I help you? And he says, well, what's your routine? And I said, well, this is all real. And he's like, I'm down with that. And I go, no, the whole outfit. There's no Velcro or anything coming off. And he still insisted on giving me these one folded up dollar bills.
Must have taken you forever to take all that off.
Well, really, with the, Kevlar and the gun belt.
That's sexy.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.